the set.
Camera speed.
Sound production, take one.
Action!
Welcome to the Into the Fangirls podcast. I'm Sam.
I'm Lexi, and we're two girls with a slight obsession of everything pop culture.
Today, we've been planning this. We're going to be giving each other movie recommendations from our favorite genres.
Which are polar opposites.
The most opposite. And then we will be watching them and I guess reporting back next month. In August. We need time. We're busy.
Movies, but still. These are not just, like, romantic comedy, like, romance movies, comedies, and action. Like, because, like, those are basic.
As if my choice isn't basic, though.
But not everyone loves it.
True. Everybody likes, like, comedies, romance, yeah.
Yeah, romance maybe not, but
also action. I think it's just like also because they're like for us they're not stuff we watch a lot of.
Yes.
So like it makes it good. Also, if you want to play along, I guess here's recommendations for you too.
Yeah.
And for me, should we just say like what genres we picked? I guess.
Yeah.
So I picked horror for Alexi. Obviously, is my favorite genre. So I've organized these in the order of what I think is going to scare her the most. So, although I'm debating on the last two. I don't know which one's going to scare you more. It really depends.
Oh, God. Okay. I hate horror.
I know what one scares me more, but, like, you know what? No, I'm changing my mind. I think I know which one's going to scare you more.
Okay.
Atmospherically.
To go see The Unborn when I was 13 and I walked out of the theater within 5 seconds. I got too scared.
Well, don't worry. You can watch these easily. I'll ease you into them. I will watch all of these with you if you need me to, and then I can tell you when all the scary stuff happens.
Okay. I will be watching these in broad daylight.
Of course.
Maybe when I'm sick in bed with COVID. Who knows?
You do not stop jinxing it. What genre did you pick, my friend?
I chose movie musicals, which Sam hates.
I don't hate them. It's just not my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you have seen them, and you like some.
Yeah, no, I like some. It takes... I think I'm more inclined to like movie musicals than I am to like actual like musicals on Broadway.
Okay.
Because I think it's what gets me is I don't like Broadway voices. I think it's too much.
Okay.
Like when it's too overacted, I think that's what gets me.
So do you like Rent? Because Rent's the basically original Broadway cast.
I liked Rent.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rent is hard to overact though. That movie is just very depressing.
That is fair.
Yeah. I also haven't seen Rent in years though.
I'm glad I didn't have you watch Phantom, because Phantom is very overacted.
Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah.
I've seen that.
Okay,
I saw it on stage.
Okay.
Yeah, I've never seen the movie. I saw it on stage. I really like that, actually.
I don't think I've seen the Gerard Butler Phantom. No, but I've watched the 25th anniversary at Albert Hall in London.
See, I say I've seen it. I didn't see it on Broadway. Like, I saw, like, you know, just, like,
I've never seen it on Broadway.
No. I saw, like, you know, the Canadian version of Broadway, I guess, here.
You know what? It's probably more authentic in Canada, considering it takes place in France.
Fun fact, it was my grandparents' favorite, and they used to always, like, sit, like, right under where the chandelier fell.
That's really good.
That scared the shit out of me. Please don't tell me you put cats on here.
Oh my God, no.
Because I tried to watch that once and I had to turn it off.
Okay, I have a very vivid memory.
I want to see the actual show.
Oh, yeah.
The movie.
Oh, no, I haven't watched the movie. I have a very vivid memory of a child. They did a live recording of the musical. And I feel like I used to watch this constantly as a child at my aunt's house. I have a vivid memory of this. One can back me up on it. I was probably, like, 6 watching Cats.
Yeah, don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what was going through my head. I was literally probably watching, like, Barney and Sesame Street, and then, like, I got tired, so I put on Cats.
Interesting. Only thing I know about Cats is that it's about cats. And
memory, all alone in the moonlight.
Come see Alexi and I when we do Cats.
Yes.
That is the only song I know from that. Wait, no, I know. Jellicle cat something. Yeah.
Yeah, the Jellicle ball. I know, like, yeah, the bare minimum of Cats, yeah, which is not a lot.
I think I turned off the movie around that part. I could not. That movie, shit. My dad, who even likes the original play and wanted to watch the movie, he's like, no, turn this off.
Oh my god, I wouldn't even bother trying to turn it on.
Oh, yeah. I spent money to rent that thing, too. Anyway.
Never.
Do you want to start, or shall I?
You can
Do we have start. Anything else we want to say first? Anything?
No, I mean, we're giving us, like, a month to watch three movies, which is might be a little bit of a stretch, but, like, I have lives.
We also both, these are not genres we gravitate towards, so I feel like it might take a bit of will to watch these. I'm not
binging horror movies.
No, I don't blame you. Also, the ones I gave you, I don't think are, like, one of them is not fun.
Great.
Yeah.
Great.
I'm so excited.
I will probably rewatch my my recommendations for you after I finish watching your recommendations.
Oh, I'll probably watch these with you. Like, you tell me you're watching them, I'll live tweet with you.
Okay.
Should I start in order of what I think is going to scare you most? Or least scary to most?
Least.
Scary? Okay. So, I debated between this one or another one, but I think, so my first choice for you, the one I think is going to scare you the least, is Fear Street 1978. And let me read you the synopsis of this. Obviously, Fear Street is a trilogy.
Yeah.
But I don't... If I'm remembering this correctly, I don't think you need to see the first one. Because I've been itching to rewatch the second one because it was just really, really good. I gave it 3.5, which maybe doesn't make it sound like it's that good, but it is. But I will give you notes on the first one just for, like, anything I think you might need context for. Okay. But... In 1978, two rival groups at Camp Nightwing must band together to solve a terrifying mystery when horrors from their town's history come alive. And I know you haven't seen it, but it's kind of like Friday the 13th.
Oh, I was going to say, that kind of sounds like It.
That kind of too, in a way. Okay. But basically, it's just like this guy coming in and slaughtering teenagers. It's basically just a typical 80s slasher, but set now, I guess. I don't think I gave it... Oh, I did give it a review. I'll read you my review of these.
Okay.
If I have a review for some of them. For this one, I said, I feel like this would be such a good standalone movie. So I guess it does mean that you could watch this. It was tense and scary at times, and the characters were better and easier to connect with. It really could have had potential to be a horror staple teen screen, but since it's part of a trilogy and has to explain all the Sarah Fear stuff, that does kind of weigh it down.
Okay.
I'm wondering if this will make you watch the rest of the trilogy, but, like, the third one kind of sucked, in my opinion.
Well, what is it, like, 17-something?
1666. Yeah.
That's what's really throwing me off.
That's what threw me. Yeah. I liked this one a lot. Liv gave it 4 stars. Shout out to Liv. You're not watching this, I don't think, but if you are, hi. I'll read her review, too. She said, I don't know whether it's because I'm understanding the plot more with each film or whether it's because this one didn't try as hard to be a slasher film with a difference as the first one, but I definitely enjoyed it more than 1994. And I don't think that's an unpopular opinion. I think people genuinely loved this one.
Okay.
It also has Sadie Sink.
I did, when the trailers did come out for this, I did want to watch it. I don't know why I didn't.
This one's kind of gory. I was waiting for this one. When I saw the, because, I mean, I love a good 70s to 90s, but mainly 70s and 80s are my favorite eras. Mm-hmm. So when I saw, like, this, or decade, I guess, I was very excited for this one. And it lived up to the expectations. I think you're going to like it.
I feel like I will.
It's fun. Like, that's, okay. Like, the best. It's, like, it has its moments where it's scary. It also has the girl who plays Janine in Cruel Summer. And I can't stand her. Is it Janine?
The main girl? Yeah.
Yeah. How's her? So she's in it. I feel like what's scary about it is that it's just, like, a bunch of, like, innocent children, like, kind of in peril, and it's kind of terrifying.
Okay.
Kind of gory. Kind of actually really gory. This is, I think, the goriest one.
Okay.
But it's fun. And if I can handle the gore, you can handle the
gore. Gore doesn't bother me.
Okay, gore does. I don't like gore. I did watch this one alone, and it kind of freaked me out.
Great.
Yeah.
Broad daylight.
I was watching it at, like, 10 o'clock, though. So.
Broad daylight. Cool.
Yeah. I am excited for you to watch this one. I think this is the one you'll like the most. Because, like, it's a teen horror. It's a PG-13.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like Friday the 13th, but good.
Okay.
I don't like Friday the 13th.
Never seen it, so I can't really switch.
It's fine. It's
okay.
Boring. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, that's my pitch.
So, I think I've told you about this one movie. Will you like it? I don't really know, but I love it. It's the 2005 The Producers.
You have. And is this one with Uma?
It's with Uma Thurman, Matthew Broderick, and Nathan Lane, and Will Ferrell, and the guy that plays George on Desperate Housewives. So, can you really go wrong with the cast?
No.
No. But, let me read you the synopsis. Failing producer Max Bialystock and his accountant Leo Bloom scam a group of elderly women out of their nest eggs by convincing them to invest in a horrendously offensive Third Reich-themed musical secretly intended to bomb the moment it opens. But when highbrow Broadway audiences mistakenly assume Springtime for Hitler is a satire, Bialystock finds himself with the critical acclaim that has long eluded him and the biggest hit of his career. So basically,
it doesn't sound that bad.
It's not. It's, once again, you know my thing for gay campy shit, and this is the definition of gay campy shit.
Okay.
So basically, like, they want to make the biggest Broadway flop because they realize that they can make more money off of a flop than, like, a hit, and unintentionally, they make a hit.
It's kind of an interesting concept.
It is. It's super funny. Like, you have to take it with a grain of salt because, like I said before, the play musical is literally called Springtime for Hitler. It's really not supposed to be great, obviously. But Uma Thurman, like, strips in it. So, and she has a Swedish accent. And for the longest time, I thought
Uma Thurman. You have showed me a clip from this. You have shown me a clip from this.
Longest time, I thought Uma Thurman was Swedish.
I'm intrigued.
I'm
going to ask you at the end of this to rank these in order of which you think I'll enjoy to least enjoy, because I'm very curious of where I should start with these.
Ooh, okay.
Or actually, tell me as you go through these if you think I'll like them.
I think if you take out the musical aspect of it and you think of it just as a comedy, I think you'd like it.
Okay.
Because it is like super cast. Funny. Yeah. I mean, I think it's hilarious that they got Will Ferrell in a musical.
Oh, yeah. Does he say?
And yes, he does.
Hell yeah. It's going to be Mr. Cellophane Part 2.
Oh my God.
I think what throws me off about musicals is the fact that I don't know the song, so then I get bored.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, even rewatching Chicago, I'm like, I don't know this song, so I'm not that attached. And then we get to Cell Block, and I'm like, this is the best movie ever.
Yes, okay.
But then again, I also didn't know Mr. Cellophane, and that is the best song ever.
Really not, but okay.
Yes, it is.
I mean, my favorite song from the movie is called Keep It Gay. So if you don't like that song, I'm gonna have problems.
Okay.
Oh my god, also, the guy that played Carrie Fairchild's brother in Central Park West is in
it. Yes.
And he sings, and he can kind of sing. And he's blonde, and he kind of looks good blonde.
Interesting.
It's a very, very small little part, and it's towards the end of the movie.
Okay, I'm interested.
Yeah, that's really it. Yeah.
Okay. So the next one I'm giving you, I'm terrified to give you because if you don't like it, I'm gonna be so upset. I can't. Okay, so it's Halloween from 1978, John Carpenter's Halloween. I was going to make you wait and watch this in October, but I feel like we could just do something better in October. Like, we don't need to do an episode dedicated to Halloween in case you hate it. So I feel like now I can actually force you to watch it and it'll be fine. So the synopsis says, "The night he came home." That's the tagline. 15 years after murdering his sister on Halloween night in 1963, Michael Myers escapes from a mental hospital and returns to the small town of Haddonfield, Illinois, to kill again. So, oh my God, there's so many things like I want to tell you about it, but you don't like find them out till the sequel, so I can't tell you.
Equal. Oh God.
There's like 50 sequels, man.
Yeah.
Has my queen Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Love. Has. Oh wait, you've only you saw. I was gonna say it has the girl from Carrie, but you haven't seen Carrie in years. I just like. I don't know why I love this movie as much as I do. I just do. It's my favorite horror movie. It is literally on my wall. There it is. I fall asleep looking at it. Clearly, I have Michael Myers t-shirts. I love this movie. It's like, even though I've seen it a million times, like it still manages to like not like scare me, but it makes me uncomfortable. Like it's a very uncomfortable feeling. And like that's why I was like going back and forth. I'm like, I don't know whether this one's gonna scare you because it's so old. But then I'm just like, I think the atmosphere is what's so creepy about it, and the fact that like he's masked and like just like the situation feels very hopeless.
Okay.
It's like she's a babysitter. And as someone who used to babysit all the time, this movie scared the shit out of me.
Yeah. I'm
Also,
so
the theme song is the best, and it makes it so creepy.
I think I probably have heard the theme song.
Also, to me at least, it doesn't look old. Like, you can definitely tell it's
Yeah.
older, but it doesn't. Like, how some movies you can tell you're like, oh yeah, this is old. Like, it
Yeah.
doesn't have that feeling to me.
I'm surprised you put it this like second in like my fear list because
Because you.
I just is it actually scary because I just don't get the full scary vibe from it.
That's why I went back and forth, and I'm like, I think ultimately what made me put Fear Street on the bottom is that Fear Street is fun. Like, I
Okay.
think you're gonna have
Fair.
fun watching it, whereas, like, you're gonna laugh a little bit,
Okay.
you're gonna enjoy yourself. I don't think Halloween is something that's gonna make you laugh, or
Okay.
it's not like fun. Like, it's fun to me,
Yeah.
but I don't think it's gonna be fun to you. It's also very dark. Like, it's like physically, like it's nighttime
Yeah.
pretty much the entire time. The fall vibes are great. A lot of pumpkins. Even though it's like filmed in the middle of summer in LA, but it's fine.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't have any reviews that I've wrote for this because I apparently haven't logged it on Letterboxd, which is surprising. But yeah.
Okay.
Also, these like reviews are very funny. There isn't many jump scares.
That's good.
When there are, they're like very minor. There's no gore. Yeah. And Jamie Lee Curtis is great. And her scream is chilling. It's kind of like, it's not, okay, it's not on Lynette Tornado level, but like, it's pretty good. It's
Okay.
pretty good.
Our
Yeah.
final girl.
Yeah. She walked so Neve Campbell could run.
Yes. No, I'm excited to watch it. Because
I
I keep
am.
saying I'm going to, and I just never do. So, like,
I'm
now I
so
finally have
excited
an
for you to watch
excuse.
it. And then when we get to October, if we do something for like watching horror movies, I'm making you watch the second one because the second one is my favorite. It's my. Well, okay. I say it's my favorite, but I think the original is my favorite, obviously. But the
Yeah.
second one is fun.
Okay.
It's like takes place in a hospital, which makes it scarier.
Maybe I've seen this. I've seen parts of the second one. I have a vague memory of Jamie Lee Curtis running through the hospital down. Yeah. So I might have seen
that one's parts scary. Of the that one's, one. That one might almost be scarier to me because like she's like trapped in a hospital. She's like drugged out. She has a broken ankle. Like she can't go anywhere. I love the second one, and it's gory. Really? It's gross.
Okay, so basically Scream 5 just copied that.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, except in the second Halloween, like, a girl gets, like, her face melted off in, like, a thermal pool, and it's nasty. Like, they really just, like, went all or nothing in the second one.
I mean, Amber got her face melted off.
All right, you heard it here first. Scream 5 is basically Halloween 2.
Yeah, basically.
And then if you like it, I'm going to make you watch H2O, and then I'm going to make you watch Halloween 2018, and then Halloween Kills and Halloween Ends.
Okay, so, like...
And I will explain all of it to you. But you can skip 4, 5, 6, Resurrection, and 3, because 3 doesn't have Michael Myers, but so it's, like, a standalone thing, and you can watch that on your own. I've never seen that one, though.
So is it kind of like Scream where they're doing, like, the first three and then, like, 4, the middle doesn't really count, and then they're doing, like, another trilogy with Jamie Lee? Okay.
Yeah. Because there are so many timelines and so many, like, they retcon everything. So there's, like, 4, maybe 5 timelines. So, like, the ones I don't mind are 1, 2, and H2O. Or, sorry, yeah. 1 and 2 are its own, I think, and then 1, 2, H2O. And then 1, 2, and then the new ones. Or no, sorry, it's 1 and then the new ones. Because the new ones are just a straight sequel to the first one. And they erase everything from every other movie.
That's going to be so confusing, but okay.
It's very confusing. That's why I would say if you like them, maybe just watch the ones with Jamie Lee Curtis, except for Resurrection. Resurrection sucks. They also kill her. They kill her in the first 20 minutes. They begged her to come on to kill her. And then she asked for an even bigger paycheck and then donated it to charity. And I love that.
Good for her.
I love Jamie Lee Curtis. I could talk about this all day. I'm so excited to talk about it on the podcast. I love this movie. Like, it fills me with so much joy. It's ridiculous.
Is it on your Letterboxd top 4? I don't think it is, which I'm shocked it's not.
It was. I think right now I have it replaced. Yeah, I have it replaced with Jurassic Park right now.
Okay, fair.
I'm in more of a Jurassic Park phase at the moment. Okay. I recently updated my favorites on there. Mamma Mia and Dirty Dancing have stayed.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm very excited for you to watch that. If you couldn't tell.
Okay, so my next one is the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I was hoping you'd give me this one.
I love this movie, and let me tell you, I still have about zero fucking idea what happens in this movie.
Okay.
It's just the weirdest timeline ever. Like, you fully have to pay attention, and it might take multiple watches to figure out what's going on. But I just love the music, and it's... Once again, it's a fun, campy as hell movie.
It's so funny, though, because me and my mom were talking about that today. She's like, have you ever seen Rocky Horror? And I'm like, no. And she's like, well, they're doing it. Like, they're doing a production here where mm-hmm. I live. And I'm just like, no, I've never seen it, but I want to.
Boom. Perfect reason now.
Boom. Because I'm like, Susan Sarandon, Tim Curry. Yeah. And Tim Curry kind of scares the shit out of me.
No, his Frankenfutter are so good.
I know, but, like, he scares the shit out of me in It.
Fair.
Also, I know Time Warp. I know Sweet Transvestite. Is that the same one that's like, nice to meet you. I heard you've met my...
Nice.
Oh, I don't remember the lyrics now. I just saw a TikTok. Faithful.
Oh my god.
Faithful something. Handyman.
Wait, you have to say the beginning again.
How do you do?
I see you met my... Faithful. Handyman. It's a little brought down, but hold on. I'll also read the synopsis, even though you might know some of it. In this Classic, Sweethearts, Brad and Janet, Stuck with a Flat Tire During a Storm, discover the eerie mansion of Dr. Frankenfutter, transvestite scientist. As their innocence is lost, Brad and Janet meet a house full of wild characters, including a rocking biker and a creepy butler. Through elaborate dances and rock songs, Frankenfutter unveils his latest creation, a muscular man named Rocky.
Interesting. Is Touch a Touch a Touch Me in this one? Is that here?
Yes.
I definitely only know that from Glee.
Yeah, of course.
I had that on my playlist for so long.
Of course.
Touch a touch a touch a touch me. I wanna get dirty. So good.
Yeah, so basically.
Is that Susan?
No.
Who is Susan?
She's Janet.
I know nothing. I know, damn it, Janet. Okay, I'm gonna like this movie, I think.
I think so. It's
very... also like kind of like spooky, right?
No.
It's like people put it in Halloween movies though. Like I've seen it included among like those kind of movies. I think it's just because like maybe it's like very campy kind of like
yeah,
costume wise. I think
so. It's not really creepy.
Okay.
I really don't know how to describe it without somewhat spoiling it.
Okay. I'm intrigued.
So, I really only within the past few years I fully understand what the whole movie is about.
That makes me so confused.
Yeah, no, it's really confusing.
Okay.
Unless I'm just stupid. But it's all within like the last maybe 15 minutes everything's explained.
Like, I don't even know what there would be to explain.
I couldn't tell you. It's really, it's just weird. No, I zero idea how I can explain this.
Okay.
It's like it's just so weird and. Yeah, but it's so good. You'll watch Halloween throughout the entire year, even though it's obviously like a fall Halloween movie.
Yeah.
This is that for me. I'll okay. Just randomly put Rocky Horror on.
I was hoping you give me this one because I do want to see it.
Okay. It's very, like, very cult you, classic.
Like, you and our other friend have been trying to get me to watch this and Hamilton. I'm never going to watch Hamilton,
no.
But I can watch Rocky Horror.
I wouldn't make you watch Hamilton.
Thank you so much.
Because when it's, I never understood
the hate when it was. I hate period pieces. Like, I would sit there and I would probably cry out of boredom. I hate period pieces. Like, I've seen bits and pieces of Les Miserables, but like.
Okay, so basically Hamilton is the hip hop version of
I was going to say, I'm like.
Because both, they don't speak yeah. ever. It's all song.
Yeah.
I get why Hamilton got the hype it did, but it's not for me.
Okay.
So okay. I would not give it to you.
Thank you very much.
I mean, like, it's just that the songs are super catchy. I think that's it.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, they're, like, hip-hop
rap songs. I mean, Angelica, Eliza,
and Peggy. The Skylar sisters, Angelica, Eliza, Peggy, Mark.
There's also one song I know from that, and it's only because Courtney Cox's daughter sang it. She sang it really good. I think it's from that. It's like, I kept every letter you wrote to me. Yeah. So I watched her cover, but I've never actually listened to the original.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's fine. I am seeing the original Eliza on Broadway in a different show.
I don't know who plays her, but.
Philippa Sue?
Oh, okay. I do know who plays her. I'm going to ask a very stupid question.
Yeah.
Oh my god, what's her name? She's in Private Practice. You know who I'm talking about.
Idina?
No.
Audra?
Yes. Why did I forget her name? Was she in this ever?
Hamilton? No.
Why do I think she was in it?
Because I actually have zero idea.
What was she in? Was she in anything that she wore, like, a big poofy dress?
Ragtime.
Maybe I've seen her in that, or like seen a picture of her in that, and just like assumed it was Hamilton.
I'm going to go with Ragtime.
Interesting.
Or.
Or maybe I just thought because she's a huge star that she was in Hamilton. But for some reason, I've just thought she was in Hamilton. I am very excited to watch Rocky Horror.
As you should.
I'm very confused of what you could have given me for my last one, though, because I don't have any ideas. I have one idea, and I don't know if I'm right.
You probably are.
I probably am not. Okay, are you ready for your last one?
No.
You know what it is.
Yeah, I do. Well, this is one I'm least excited about.
That's why it's number one, baby. I'm gonna make you watch Hereditary.
Going to cry.
Yeah, you will. That's why I said I would watch it with you.
Going to cry.
Okay. I watched this for the first time. It came out in 2018, so I think I watched it in 2019 because it was on Netflix, so that's obviously when it would have been. Terrified. Terrified. I watched it and I was like, I feel so uncomfortable. I'm terrified. I want to cry. I also didn't understand it. But I was also like kind of younger. And like now I watch it and I'm like, I get it now. And like I'm hoping that you get it too, because like now we're both at like a place where we can like actually understand what's going on in the end. But
Okay.
yeah. So I'll read you the synopsis. The tagline says, "Every family tree hides a secret." And it says, when Ellen, the matriarch of the Graham family, passes away, her daughter's family begins to unravel cryptic and increasingly terrifying secrets about their ancestry. And that's about all I can tell you without giving anything away.
Okay.
Because I know you're scared of this movie, and rightfully so, but it is the best movie to go into knowing absolutely nothing because it's terrifying. And it's so well done, and it's so like well shot, and like I guess this doesn't give much away, but she, like Toni Collette's character Annie, she is a miniature artist, so she like makes little figurines, and like some of the way the shots are filmed make it look like they're characters in a dollhouse. Like it's very open, like the floor plan of their house looks very open, and like there's like walls that separate. It looks like they're in a dollhouse. And it's just like such a creepy atmosphere. I have watched so many things about this movie just 'cause like I'm completely obsessed with it. And like it's like awfully comforting. And
That's weird.
it should not be, and I think it's just 'cause Toni Collette is adorable in this.
Okay. I know you know that I think Toni Collette
Yeah,
scares
Alexi's
me.
terrified of Toni Collette.
No, but the child in this movie scares me more.
Yeah,
She was on
you ain't gonna
Broadway.
like her.
No, she was on Broadway. She played Matilda on Broadway, and like that's not a scary role, and I was still terrified of her. So her being in this movie, I'm going to kill myself and shit my
It's
pants.
so good. Okay, wait, let's do I have a review for this? I think I do. Yeah, okay. It's a bit of a
I
long one.
know.
Apologies. How does one give their thoughts on a movie? I gave it 4.5, by the way. It's missing a half star, and I will tell you why at the very end of the movie when you finish it.
Oh, God, okay.
I said, how does one give their thoughts on a movie like this? It's got so many levels to it that invoke so many emotions. For the first hour, you're just going through this horrible, gut-wrenching, grieving period, and then things just sort of hit the fan. It's such a brilliant slow burn, and it builds up the tenseness, so when the true horrors finally come to fruition, it makes all the more terrifying. Toni Collette is phenomenal, like truly and completely incredible. It's a disgrace she wasn't given more recognition for this role. And that's a spoiler, so I can't tell you that. Yeah, I can't tell you the rest because the rest is a spoiler, and I don't know why I didn't flag that as a spoiler.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to shit my
Someone's
pants.
review says, anyway, it's a movie, or sorry, yeah. It's a movie and a 2-hour reminder to take your birth control.
Yes.
Someone said, very hard to rate a movie that I know is made very well, but that I also never want to think about ever again in my goddamn life. If anyone ever clicks their tongue around me again, I'm calling the police. Also, if you ever saw my tweets when I was watching The Staircase about how Tony kept going in the attic and how I wanted to cry, you'll understand that later
Great.
on because attics are just
Great.
an awesome part of this movie.
Great.
I don't think, like I said, it's a slow burn. Like it just slowly amps up the horror
Okay.
until like the last 20 minutes are just like relentless and terrifying.
Okay.
But like the rest, I think is just like creepy. Like rewatching this since I hadn't seen it since 2019, like rewatching, I'm just like, this isn't that scary. Like I just kind of feel uncomfortable. And then I hit the last 20 minutes, I'm like, huh, fun.
Great.
Yeah. But then I
Oh,
rewatched it
great.
willingly a few days like, later, and I had like the time of my life. So it's an awesome
Great.
movie. I love it. This is another one I'm very excited for you to watch, but I know you're not gonna
Going
have a
to
lot of
shit
fun
my
with it.
pants. Going to shit my pants. You see, this is why I give you all fun movies, and you're giving me ones that will shit
I'm
my
giving
pants.
you horror movies. What do you want?
I want like Scream. That's not
You've already
horror.
seen
I
Scream.
know.
I was gonna give you the Final Girls, but that's like more of a comedy than a horror, and it made me cry. So like that's not fun either.
Okay.
There's something else I was gonna say about it. And I don't know what it was. Rip, I guess. I don't know. Yeah, I'm excited for you to watch that one.
I'm not.
I know you're not. It's okay.
I don't
Good
know if I
stuff.
should start off with that one to get it out of the way or like wait.
If you can get through Hereditary, you'll fly through these next ones.
Yeah.
You'll be fine. What is the scariest horror movie you've seen? Because that might be able to base me on how I think it's gonna go for you. You haven't even seen horror movies, never mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. Also, you should have known the second that you gave me this like idea that I was giving you Hereditary
I
this time.
know.
Yeah.
I really
I
regret
hope you
this.
come out of it being a Toni Collette fan.
I won't be.
Oh, that's what I was gonna say. Yeah, watching it, not that scared, and then just like there's no jump scares. I thought, okay, so there is like one like jump scare that like scared the shit out of people, but like it's not that bad. Like if you know it's coming, but you're not gonna know it's coming. But like it's more like little things you notice that like I forgot about, and then when I rewatched it, I'm like, holy shit! And like it kind of like made me jump because I'm just like, oh fuck! And it's just like
Well, I
little
will not
things.
be
No, I
rewatching
think
ever.
you should rewatch because it's even better the second time around.
I'm good.
Because
I'm
there's
good.
little like details that are like planted, and then you just kind of realize, oh my god, I would have picked this up way sooner.
I'm good. I'm gonna be smart enough the first time around to get it all.
Yeah, you might have to like read a little explanation on the ending because I did.
Great.
I'm so excited for you to get to the one scene. Like, it's my favorite scene. I'm so excited for you to get to it. I can't wait for you to watch this movie. Okay, your turn.
It's gonna be great because I'm just gonna be on my phone the whole time and
No,
just
you're
not ref.
not. You're
Yes, I
gonna
will be.
watch the entire thing.
No, I'll be on my phone the
I'll
entire
tell
time.
I'll give you times when things are gonna scare you.
Literally the entire movie. Okay.
You're fun.
Your last one. What one do you think it is?
Six.
No, and you keep getting this wrong.
Is it not? Is Six a horror?
Six
Is
is,
Six a musical?
yes, it's currently on Broadway.
Maybe that's why I'm thinking of it. Is it nine? No,
No.
you told me you're not giving me nine. Let me guess again. I got none.
You just have a really bad memory.
Yeah, I know I'm gonna know what it is when you tell me.
Yeah. The prom.
Right. See, okay, actually, I'm not like that mad about these.
The prom's not that great. I'll admit, because the main character kind of ruins it for me. I
It's
don't
called
know if
Meryl
that's an
Streep.
unpopular opinion. Yeah, it's for Meryl
Okay.
Streep and my gay lover, Andrew Rannells, is in this.
I love it.
And James Corden, and we will not accept James Corden slander
No,
on
we
this
love
channel.
George. We love James Corden. Is Nicole Kidman in this?
Yes, and I
Okay.
don't really love her character,
No.
but.
Interesting.
And then Kerry Washington
Ooh, I love Kerry
and
Washington.
Michael.
Don't say Douglas or I'm not watching it.
Keegan-Michael Key. There we go.
Ah,
Is
okay.
that
Okay, good cast.
it? Yeah, no, great cast.
I'll be able to tell
Ariana
Izzy I've watched it
DeBose.
now. We saw Ariana DeBose.
We did. We did.
She's gorgeous.
Tracy Ullman, Kevin Chandler. Chamberlain, I'm sorry, aka the butler from Jesse.
I'm sold.
Yes. So this is actually based off a real story. They just turned it into a musical.
Okay.
Loosely based on a real story. Everyone deserves a chance to celebrate, is the tagline. After the PTA of a conservative high school in Indiana banned same-sex couples from attending the annual prom, a gang of flamboyant Broadway stars tried to boost their image by showing up to support two lesbian students.
Okay. I'm excited.
Once again, very campy.
Yeah, I'm excited. I think it's gonna be fun.
I think it's also hilarious. Not hilarious, kind of iconic. So this was obviously originally a Broadway musical, then they made it to a musical. So the girl that played Meryl Streep's character on Broadway, her name is Beth Lebo. So they're currently turning Devil Wears Prada into a musical, and Meryl Streep's character on Broadway is going to be played by Beth Lebo.
I love that.
So they're basically the same person now.
I love that.
I'm
kind of mad you didn't give me Mamma Mia, but like, it's fine. Sorry. I've never seen it. I really want to watch it.
Yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Oh my god. I'm sad to say I never saw the prom on Broadway, which I'm sorry to everyone because I've heard very good things about it, but I just didn't want to spend my money on it. And then I saw the movie, and I'm like, wow, no, I wish I saw this on Broadway.
But, Broadway didn't have Meryl Streep.
Fair, but this is a very big back and forth.
What is Meryl Streep going on Broadway, you cowards? Make her funny girl.
For real. But it's a very ongoing debate whether Broadway musicals that are made into movies, if they should put the original Broadway cast in it, but they won't because it won't sell.
Yeah.
Which is unfortunate. Which I'm sure they did a pro shot of it, so maybe it will be released one day, but who knows?
I'm excited. You know, you had me worried saying, like, I don't think you'll like any of these. I think I will. I think the one I'm most iffy about is the producer, just because that's the one I know the least about.
Yeah.
Whereas, like, the other two I've heard a lot, yeah. So. But, like, they all sound fine.
They all just sound super campy, which
yeah.
Really is... I probably should have just changed my genre to campy.
I could have watched In and Out.
Yeah, you could have. You really could have.
I'm gonna go add these to my Letterboxd watch list, just so I don't forget them.
I probably should do that, but I won't.
You're gonna get me out of my Winona... marathon I'm having, apparently.
Yeah, the reviews of this are not great.
That's honestly fine.
But...
like, doesn't movie have to be good? Is it not enough that it has Meryl Streep?
For real.
Like, I don't know whether I should, like, save, like, the ones I'm most excited for last, or whether I start it off.
Oh, I would never even watch this movie called The Prom because Julie fucking Taylor from Friday Night Lights is in this, and she deserves no money whatsoever.
This is not the right one. It's the 2005 version of The Producers, right?
Yes, not the Gene Wilder one.
Yep, no, that's the one I first came. I'm like, pretty sure Uma Thurman might not even have been alive then. It was directed by not the same Mel Brooks. Never mind.
You're thinking Mel Gibson. I always get the two mixed up.
Wow, okay. Yeah, I am thinking of Mel Gibson. Why? Yeah, okay.
The Producers actually holds the record for the most Tony Awards ever won by a show, so.
And with a musical about Hitler. Interesting.
Yeah. You never would get away with that now.
No. Sometimes I want to go back.
Yeah. Mel Brooks is 96, so, like, he's thriving.
Damn, good for him. Well, okay, you know what? We did kill a lot of time, actually.
Good,
That
good.
was a 50-minute episode. I don't have to cut out much.
My other movie recommendation was going to be Rock of Ages, but I couldn't remember if you saw it or not.
I own it, but I haven't seen it.
But that's like a jukebox musical, so I decided
Yeah.
not to go with the jukebox musical.
Yeah.
Still think you should watch it.
Oh, I'm going to watch it eventually. It's just a matter of getting there.
Yes.
I'll tell you some of the ones I was going to give you, but maybe you might like rather watch those. I was thinking about giving you I Know What You Did Last Summer.
I've
That
seen
one's
it.
okay. I didn't know if I thought you had. A Nightmare on Elm Street was another one I thought about giving you.
Okay.
Because that one's like just a classic. But I only just watched that this year. And I was gonna give you Child's Play 2 specifically because it's better than the first one, which is
Okay.
Chucky. And I was gonna give you Carrie, but you've already seen Carrie, but I was gonna make you rewatch it, but then I decided against it.
Okay.
And then I said Final Girls, but I also debated giving you The Strangers because it's a home invasion movie and it's scary. Like,
So I remember when this came out, and I did want to see
yeah.
this when it came out, but I was once again too chicken to go see it.
See, okay, I'll read you the quote that like scared the shit out of me. And the people who like got their house broken into, they're like, "Why are you doing this to us?" And they're like, "Because you were home." And that scared the crap out of me. It's like you just have to like see it in the context. But
That
like
is
there's just like a
frightening, though.
very long shot of her just like pouring a glass of water and just this like masked guy just like walking into her house and her not seeing him. But it's very slow and kind of boring, and I just didn't know if you would actually enjoy it, so I figured I would not give you that one.
It's okay.
But other than that, I'm pretty solid with the ones I gave you, and they're all ones I've seen as well, because some of these I could have given you, but I haven't seen some.
Okay.
I also could have given you The Shining, but I didn't like The Shining. I'm so sorry to anyone who loves The Shining. I just didn't get it. Also, I thought about giving you The Exorcist, but it's another one that's very old and very slow, but it is scary. That one is also only 4 years, 5 years older than Halloween, but this one feels old. Like, this one looks old to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm excited for you to watch them.
I'm kind of nervous,
I
but it's
know.
fine.
It's okay. I can come up with lists of moments for you that I think will scare the pants off you.
Great, thank you.
Actually, just look up wheresthejump.com and that gives you jump scares for literally every movie ever.
Okay. Where's the jump.com? I can remember that.
But that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else we have to say?
No, I have no idea when we're gonna record our reviews for it. I guess like in a
Sometime.
3, 4 weeks from now.
Honestly, we'll just see when, whenever we finish these.
Yeah, I mean, should it really take us that long? No.
No, because I was more worried that it was going to take me a while, but I like the options you gave me.
Okay.
I was more nervous it was going to be stuff I wasn't interested in and then I wasn't going to want to watch it and I was going to put it off to the last minute.
That's fair. My only problem is that it's summer and I like to go to the beach. So,
So don't watch them in the daytime.
no, I'm good. I'll stay home.
Make your
There's
brother watch
it's
them with you.
oh no. I don't even think he does horror, to be honest.
Ask him if he's watched Hereditary because I feel like we could have a very interesting conversation on that movie.
I don't think he has, but I will ask him.
So good. I also could have given you Midsommar. I think Macy likes that one. And that's by the same person who did Hereditary, but I didn't love that one. It's
Everyone seems really fucked.
yeah. It is fucked up. It's more culty.
Okay.
I found Hereditary more effective horror-wise.
Okay.
Like Midsommar just makes me like uncomfy.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. I need to rewatch that one though. That's it. So I don't know what we're doing next week.
Me either.
We'll figure that out.
Maybe I'll
Oh,
go watch
also, we were
Black
supposed to be
Phone.
doing the Black Phone today. That didn't happen. It might not happen. It's totally fine. It doesn't have to. It wasn't. Spoiler alert. It was fine.
It was fine.
That's my review. It's fine.
That's one of my
problems. If you're thinking about going and seeing it, it's good. Like, I didn't want to walk out. I wasn't bored, but it's just like, it could have done more. But then again, what are you supposed to do on a movie that's based off of a book that's only 32 pages? Like, there really isn't much to work with.
No.
But, yeah. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Enter the Fangirls. You can keep up with us on social media. Our Instagram and YouTube are Enter the Fangirls, and our Twitter is Enter Fangirls.
Make sure you follow us wherever you listen to your podcast, and we can't wait for you to join us on our next episode. Once again, I'm Lexi.
I'm Sam, and this has been Enter the Fangirls.